Let us pray. Gentle and almighty God, the world is in turmoil, and you call us to peace. The world is in conflict, and you call us to love. The world is in pain, and you call us to healing. In the dark and chaos, speak your word of light. Our hearts are open. Fill us with your light. We pray in the Spirit of Christ. Amen. A reading from Leviticus. God spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, your God, am holy. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare, or gather the falling grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien. I am Yahweh, your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. You shall not lie to one another. And you shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am Yahweh. You shall not defraud your neighbor. You shall not steal. You shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear your God. I am Yahweh. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice, you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around slandering people, and you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am Yahweh. You shall not hate in your heart anyone of your kin. You shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahweh." The word of life. A reading from Philippians. Have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, who, though divine, did not cling to equality with God, but became utterly empty. Born a human, choosing the place of a slave, and in complete humility became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted Christ with a name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the giver of life. The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Matthew's gospel in the 5th chapter. Jesus said, You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer with more evil. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the left cheek also. If someone sues you to take your coat, offer them your cloak as well. If somebody forces you to go 1 mile, go the second mile too. Give to everyone who begs from you. Do not refuse anyone who would borrow from you. You've heard it said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Because you are children of God, who makes the sun shine on the evil and the good, who makes the rain fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you just love the people who love you, what's so great about that? Even tax collectors do that. If you only greet the people in your little circle, what's the gain in that? Even the unbelievers do that. Let your love be perfect, even as God's is perfect. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes Jesus says comforting things, and sometimes he says sort of challenging things. And today I would like for him to say something comforting. We're going through a hard time. We're all going through a hard time. The whole world is going through a hard time. Worried about terrorism and war and climate change. Our country is going through a hard time, anxious about politics and immigrants and policies and conflicts. Each of us is going through a hard time. We have struggles and losses and mysteries that weigh on us, that tug at us. Church is going through a hard time. Things are changing. The ground is shifting beneath us. New things are happening, and we're not quite sure how to meet those new conditions. There have been some disturbing outbursts and arguments and questions in the church. There's some unease. And then we lose our brother, our buddy, our guy, Gary, out of the blue. There's just too much hard stuff. And we want Jesus to say something more comforting than turn the other cheek and love your enemies. We want something comforting. You know what I think? I think those words are comforting. When we're going through a hard time, we just want God to make things better. And when we get on a little more level ground, we realize that that's not really what we want. If God always made everything better, then nothing would ever happen. Nobody would be free. We'd get exactly what we deserved, and it would be worse than it is now. And there would be no surprises, no gifts. We don't really want that. What we really want is not a world without any valley of the shadow of death. What we want is to be able to say, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death and not be afraid because you are with me. What we really want is to know that God is with us. That's sort of what a lot of people live their whole life for, so that you can die and go to heaven. And what is that but just being with God? It's what we most deeply want. God who is with us, no matter what, in everything. And what Jesus shows us is a God who is with us in everything. To onlookers, it looked like Jesus was just causing trouble when he ate with sinners. I don't think that's what it looked like for the sinners. To onlookers, it looked maybe bothersome, even maybe gross, that Jesus spent all of his time reaching out and touching lepers. I don't think that's how it felt for the lepers. Jesus was so willing to show us a God who is right there with us when we're suffering, when we're in pain, when we're going through a hard time, even when we're wrong. It's as if Jesus were showing us a God who loved us so much that when bad things happen to us, it's God who will step in and turn the other cheek. Even when life takes from us more than we wanted to let go of, it's God who will step right alongside us and offer not only a cloak, but a coat as well. It's God who will walk that second mile with us. Even when we don't get it, and when we act like we're not God's children, when we act like strangers to God or even enemies of God, God loves us when we're enemies. That's what the cross is all about. Some people have this sort of medieval Catholic notion that the cross is a picture of God's punishment. God didn't do that. We're the ones who crucify. The cross is a picture of God's willingness to suffer with us, to be with us no matter how bad it gets. To be right there, to turn God's cheek when we're the ones who are being struck, and to love us when we're the ones who are being the enemies. That's where Jesus lives, in those hurting places in our lives, bringing God close so that we know that we're not alone. However awful the loss, however confusing the challenge, there is God whose love is perfect, pure, undiluted. When Jesus says, love your enemies, turn the other cheek, he's not asking us to do something that he hasn't done, that he isn't already doing, always doing. When he asks us to turn the other cheek and to love our enemies and to give when so much is already being demanded of us, he's simply inviting us to be close to him, to be where he is. Those times when we beg, borrow, and steal from God, and God turns around and gives us more than we've even asked for. That's Jesus saying, come, be with me here in that place. To an onlooker, it might look like a burden. It might look like a difficult challenge to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, to give to those who beg from us, to love our enemies. But to us who want God to be with us, it sounds like a blessing to be able to be right there where God is. All through this Epiphany season, we've been hearing about justice, God's demand for justice. And God has been saying over and over again that it's about relationships. It's not just about laws. It's about relationships of love. And Jesus makes it clear that if we are to help him to establish justice in the world, it's not going to be enough to pass some really good laws and write some very well-directed checks. We will need to do those things. And also, we will need to do what Jesus shows us how to do, to become vulnerable. That passage that Derek read from Philippians, how Christ, though equal to God, did not grasp that, but became empty, born as a humble human, went through the worst of it with us. That's how we have to go to establish justice. Last night, I went to a meeting at the Unitarian Church up in Littleton where a young black man spoke about Black Lives Matter Boston, the Boston unit of that movement. Very articulate and wise young man. And he said, I don't expect white people to heal racism. I want you to, but I don't expect you to. I know you want to tell me what to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know what to do. If it's your problem, you need to solve it. If you think it's my problem, that's the problem. Do what you need to do. It was uncomfortable. Because, you know, I wanted to just tell me what to do. But what he was doing was inviting us to be vulnerable with those who are already vulnerable. If we're going to deal with white supremacy, we have to be willing to give up our own white privilege and power. We have to be willing to use it for other people's sake. We have to be willing to step outside the shield that it provides us and become vulnerable. To an outsider, that might sound like hard, scary, dangerous work. But to those of us who know that we want a God who is with us, that's a warm invitation to be right there with God. In confirmation classes, I like to ask the kids often, where have you seen God? One time, in one church, the kids did the usual sort of, they saw God in puppies and sunsets, and when their brother gave them back the toy that he stole, and the parents. And this one girl named Tammy was sort of struggling because he wasn't sure it quite counted. I could tell. But she told her story. She said, there's a girl in her junior high who is always bullied. And she didn't really like the girl. She could understand why people would bully her because she wasn't really actually very likable. But she also felt really bad how much she got bullied. And there was a day that week when she had walked into the lunchroom and it was so obvious that everybody was sitting at their table with their friends except this girl who was way off in the corner all by herself. And Tammy said, I don't know what got into me, but I just thought that was wrong. So she took her lunch over and sat down next to that girl and she said she could just feel all the eyes in the lunchroom staring at her like, that's not what we do. You're not her friend, are you? And for a moment, she said, I realized what it must be like to be that girl. And it felt terrible. And I went down and I sat next to her. And in the middle of that terrible feeling, there was this deep... And she paused and I could tell she was sort of not sure of the word. And she finally said, well, it was peace. I felt like I was in the right place. Is that God? think that's what Jesus is inviting us into, even when our hearts are broken. Even when we're struggling, even when it's hard, Jesus says, come be with me. This is where we're so close to the God who's with us. We step outside all the shields and the barriers that keep us separated from other people, that keep us separated from God. And when we become vulnerable, that's God. That's where God is most close to us. When Jesus says, love your enemies, turn the other cheek, go the second mile, it sounds a whole lot like Jesus saying, come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and we'll be yoked together in this work. And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my burden is easy, and my yoke is light. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks that you love us so much that you will be vulnerable and suffer with us. Give us the courage to love you by doing so with our neighbors. God, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your word, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.